Drew Peterson, it's been a little over a year, I guess, since I met you and in Indianapolis, and we're so tickled that you're coming to perform for Purdue Convocations as the winner of the American Pianists Awards. Congratulations on that, but I thought I might start out and say, you just got a really wonderful honor. You were at WQXR for a great presentation. How is it to be an Avery Fisher Career Grant winner?
Wow, yes. It's been quite a year. Lots and lots of exciting things happening. I'm really honored and very grateful for all the opportunities I've been given this year from American Pianists Association, and now from with this new award, this is the most recent award, the Avery Fisher Career Grant. I feel like there are many people who are taking notice of what I do as an artist and as a musician. And I think it's really a wonderful thing to have these opportunities to perform and to share music with so many people in so many places and through so many different forms of media.
Drew Peterson's my guest, and you've heard him on performance today. You might have seen him with the American Pianists Awards in Indianapolis. He's coming to Purdue and playing at Low Playhouse Friday evening at 8 o'clock at the Stewart Center. We're so excited about this performance. I know it's always got to be nice to sort of return back. I imagine you have quite a few friends spending time in Indianapolis. It's got to be kind of fun to come back to Indiana.
It's fantastic. I feel like I've been cycling back to Indiana quite a bit over the past year, which is really wonderful. I feel like I've not only joined this wonderful community of people and arts lovers, but now it's really starting to feel like a kind of extension of my own family. I've counted just since the beginning of 2018, so since January of this year, I've come through Indiana so far 1, 2, 3 times, and I will be back after Purdue three more times through September. So it's a lot of trips. That being said, I'm based in New York area, and I travel all over the place, many other places besides New York and Indiana. But it's really nice to come back to Indiana and spend time with people here.
We're really tickled that we've heard rumors of an upcoming recording, and I wonder if folks catch the recital Friday night. Will they perhaps get a preview of what might be on the new CD?
Yes, there will be a recording released on the Steinway & Sons label in the forthcoming months at some point. The recording is all 20th and 21st century American piano music, and it's a really wonderful eclectic mix of pieces. I've decided to play a few selections from the CD on my program at Purdue Convocations. 3 beautiful fantasy pieces by Charles Griffiths, an early 20th century American composer who lived a pretty short life and didn't write so many pieces, so his name is maybe not as recognizable as a few other American composers who are on my CD, for example, Samuel Barber, Charles Ives, those types, Elliot Carter, who lived all of 103 years, so there's lots of variety in terms of the characters represented on my CD, the composers on the CD. But Charles Griffiths is really, he's a gem of a composer, and all of his pieces are miraculous. So I'm really excited to be performing these pieces for everyone on Friday.
He's sort of this great American Debussy, and there's so many incredible colors in his music, so we'll be delighted to hear those.
Exactly, yes. For sure. I hear a lot of Chopin and Fauré in his music also, which is why I like to put these pieces, speaking of programming, I like to find pieces that relate to each other in unexpected ways. Your people may not have thought of, say, a way that, say, oh, Griffiths writes a barcarolle and a nocturne and a scherzo, all pieces that Chopin writes. And sometimes on one program recently, I actually played the Chopin barcarolle alongside the Griffiths barcarolle. That won't be the case this time. I'm playing some waltzes and a ballade by Chopin instead. But they're all, if for music lovers who know the repertoire, and there will, I'm sure, be many of those in the audience, and even for people who are coming for the first time, there are definite similarities. There are connections that one can hear between two composers who not only never knew each other, but lived on totally different continents and at different times. So it's really interesting.
Drew Peterson's performing Friday night at Low Playhouse. We're tickled to talk to you. And I guess I'd end asking a little bit about your touring and traveling. And, you know, violinists, cellists have to deal with the airlines and all sorts of crazy things. But you have a challenge that your instrument's different. Are there different ways you try to warm up and get to know the instrument in the halls?
That's a great question. I am not envious at all of instrumentalists who must carry their instruments with them on the airplanes and whatnot, because that's, you know, incredibly, incredibly difficult and taxing and stressful. That being said, I do have my own challenges in that each venue I appear in has a different instrument. And I often won't even have very much time to get to play on the instrument before I perform. I always do get time, but it could be as little as an hour or two, depending on the venue I'm performing. That being said, I used to think that this was a real problem, so difficult, so frustrating. If only I had my same instrument, things would be easier, more secure, this and that. But over time, the more I've performed, and I've performed quite a bit now over the course of my life, I've started to realize that there's some real pluses, some real benefits to having a different instrument each time. For one, I feel that the different instruments really can inspire me in unexpected ways. The fact that things are never quite the same. Each instrument has its own personality, its own strengths and weaknesses. And I used to think about, oh, well, there are certain pianos that are so great and, you know, I enjoy playing them. And that is true. There are some pianos are better than others for particular artists, for me, for example. But every piano, I think, really, as long as it's at a certain standard, which all of them are fine instruments, great instruments, every piano has its own special strength. And I think my goal in warming up, playing a piano for the first time, is to find those special strengths, given, you know, whatever pieces I'm performing on that recital, and try to take advantage of them, and try to not just take advantage of them, allow them to inspire my playing to be even more convincing, more artistically interesting, satisfying for me, for the audience, as it can be. Of course, one thing I think about a lot is I wish that we were able to try out certain pianos before picking a program, because then one can decide what one plays based on the instrument. But alas, that's rarely the case unless one knows the instrument and venue before picking the program for a performance.
Well, we're so looking forward to you being here on campus and coming back to Indiana, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes today.
Yeah, thanks so much, John. Really a pleasure.